Through, then Mieris, and Highland Glen on the outside is coming late. Lion Sands led at the 200. Montegato on the fence. Highland Glen on the outside. Highland Glen's finishing it off the best. Highland Glen went up to Montegato and Lion Sands, and Highland Glen from well back has drawn clear. Highland Glen first, Montegato second.
Well, that was Highland Glen winning the inside out at the 2010 Dubai International Racing Carnival, trained by Said Bin Siror and ridden by Frank Dettori. Few could have known that day the significance of this horse and how this led to the Queen having the favourite in this year's Derby. In the autumn of 2009, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President of the UAE and Prime Minister and ruler of Dubai, made an attractive offer for the Queen's talented but headstrong middle distance horse Highland Glen, who had shown a reluctance to enter the stalls. Sheikh Mohammed was trying to buy the horse for his son, Sheikh Mansour, to race in Dubai. The Queen's racing manager explained that Highland Glen had caused the Queen of England some embarrassment when he refused to enter the starting gates in front of a large crowd at Goodwood that year, and she was apprehensive about the sale. Warren explained Sheikh Mohammed had made a nice offer, but because Highland Glen was quirky, the Queen didn't want to accept the money. Instead, she gave the horse to Sheikh Mohammed. Then, after Highland Glen had won at Maidan, Sheikh Mohammed contacted Warren to offer selection of 4 years as his reciprocal gift to the Queen. He was saying thank you, and it was a typical generous gesture on his behalf. He handpicked them himself, and Carlton House, the Derby favourite, was one of them. John Warren goes on to say, Sheikh Mohammed really knows his horses. Carlton House is thankfully not as headstrong as Highland Glen, but he was reluctant to go into the stalls at York, not exactly a promising sign, since there's going to be more noise and more runners at Epsom. He did pull hard in a muddling race, which was a run in a slow time, but toward the end of the contest he was a different horse, knuckling down and battling, also going through a narrow gap as Seville drifted off the rail. He didn't duck the issue.
Furlong and a half left to go. Seville puts his nose in front from Pisco Sour. Carlton House thrusting between horses. World Domination is beaten. It's Carlton House now puts it up to Seville. Inside the furlong they come. Seville battling back. Carlton House into a narrow lead from Seville. They've drawn away. Carlton House asserting close home. The dream of a Royal Derby winner alive as Carlton House wins the Dante.
Willie Carson liked that race too. He said he did it really well and he looks to me to be the type who will handle the Epsom track. So now every racing fan will be hoping that the Queen has a Derby winner. So what of the competition? Well, Willie Carson said you can't say if it's a good Derby or a bad Derby until months afterwards. I think we generally underestimate the form. The Derby is usually better than we give it credit for. The Queen herself has not wavered in her lifelong love affair with racing. It's been 50 years since she saw her distinctive colours pipped by the newly knighted Sir Gordon Richards and Pinzer at Epsom. Her last Derby runner was Church Parade, who finished fifth to Shergar in 1981. What of Carlton House? Both his parents were 10 furlong horses, but Bustino is the dam sire of Carlton House. Carlton House's father is Street Cry, who was a mile and a quarter horse, and he is out of the mare Helen Street, who won the Irish Oaks. So you'd think the stamina isn't going to be a problem. He wasn't stopping at York, was he? And all Street Cry's progeny seem to have that brilliance, a turn of foot. It will certainly be exciting times if the Queen manages to win the Derby, and particularly satisfying to Sheikh Mohammed for this fantastic present. In the year of the royal wedding, who would begrudge the Queen completing the set of English classics and Carlton House being the horse to end his lifelong ambition to win the Derby?